At the top of our program today, there's no shortage of talk here in Michigan about renewable energy. But despite any efforts to grow green, our state is still very dependent on fossil fuels. Recently, a Traverse City-based oil and gas company has been looking at an area in and around the city of Mason as a possible drilling site. West Bay Exploration already operates two petroleum wells in Ingham County, both near Leslie. Now the company's talking about subsurface lease rights with some Mason residents, and about half have already said they're open to the offer. Around 20 have signed agreements. Joining me now are two guests. Democrat Tom Cochran represents Mason in the Michigan House of Representatives. Welcome back, Tom. And Dr. Jack Carmichael is a Mason resident who's thinking the issue over and involved. Welcome to Current State, Jack.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's a great pleasure to be here with you this morning, and I want to say that I'm representing no one except myself, and I'm pleased to share my view with your audience.
Very good. We also want to make clear that West Bay has not applied to the state for any permit to drill so far, so we endeavor not to misrepresent anybody in this discussion. Jack Carmichael, when did you first become aware that this company, West Bay, was interested in Mason?
Mark, the first I heard of West Bay was when a neighbor appeared at our door nearly 2 weeks ago. She had the news that an oil company representative had knocked at their door and wanted them to sign over the oil and gas rights beneath their property through a leasing agreement. It was already neatly typed with both the names of the property owners filled in.
What was your reaction?
Well, I was startled. I had never heard of the West Bay Exploration Company, and I found out that they're going house to house in Mason, operating under a peddler's license that they obtained from the city of Mason. I guess West Bay is attempting to obtain leases from property owners for the oil and gas rights under their properties. And as near as I can tell, no information has been forthcoming on the implications of this proposed exploration, except that disseminated by West Bay themselves.
And you were contacted by them as well. What was your response?
I told them that we had grave concerns about the process of oil and gas exploration under the city of Mason. And I felt, and I still feel, that an environmental impact study needs to be made. I think that the Department of Environmental Quality needs to do more than just go through the permit process of granting West Bay the permission to proceed with the project if they have enough residents sign on. They need to actually do an environmental impact assessment to help protect the citizens of Mason. For example, what about the noise? No one has talked at all about the noise level of the project. If it's going to be a noisy project, is this going to cause the property values to depreciate?
Has anyone from West Bay responded to those concerns yet?
To my knowledge, these particular concerns of noise have not been raised yet with West Bay.
Okay. There is a group of concerned citizens coming together now in Mason. You are their chairman. You've had at least one meeting, and Representative Cochran was there as well. Any other concerns raised by your neighbors?
Well, let me say that an article was written in the Lansing State Journal about this meeting of many citizens in my neighborhood to discuss the West Bay leasing attempts, but I am not appearing today as a representative of that group, but on my own.
Tom, Tom, what were your thoughts after that meeting?
Well, I think there was a lot of questions that the citizens had, and Jack, in a matter of 2 days, pulled this meeting together and had contacted my office, and I responded informed Jack that I'd be happy to stop by. I went by mainly just to be informed and to hear what the citizens' concerns were.
What did you make of the comments that were made?
I think there was a lot of questions. There was a lot of uncertainty as to what their rights were. But it was a really informed group. I mean, there's a number of people that Jack had pulled together that live in that neighborhood. There's a couple of geologists, is my understanding. I think there was an attorney or two. So there's some people that had some concerns and questions, and I think they're trying to seek and find those answers from West Bay and what their rights are or would be.
Our guests today are State Representative Tom Cochran, a Democrat representing Michigan's 67th District, which includes the city of Mason. Also with us, Dr. Jack Carmichael, a resident of Mason, who's leading a group of concerned citizens who are looking at their options as they weigh a proposal by a Traverse City-based oil company to drill wells in their community. Yesterday, we spoke with Patrick Gibson, the vice president of West Bay Exploration. He says that historically there's been oil production in that part of Ingham County. Since the 1950s, West Bay did a seismic survey about 6 months ago and thought they saw what could be some pockets of petroleum. Mr. Gibson says West Bay has contacted about 50 people in Mason to do what they're calling preliminary leasing. About half, he says, have signed up. We asked him about the concerns he's hearing from residents.
Overall, I don't know is that we've talked to anybody who said a solid no. There are just different reasons that they need to reflect on it. Probably the biggest question that we have with all the media attention surrounding hydraulic fracturing today, that's the normally the first question is this a hydraulic fracturing play? And the answer is no. Again, West Bay is a conventional oil and gas producer, and the formations that we explore for and drill do not require hydraulic fracturing. So that's probably the biggest concern, and we're addressing that.
So, Jack Carmichael, is fracking a concern for you? They say they don't do it. They just don't have the technology for that.
There is nothing in the proposed lease agreement that would prohibit West Bay from selling the lease further down the road. And there's nothing to prohibit fracking in the original lease contract. I understand they're now intending to add a clause that says that they will not frack. But I think property owners in Mason should ask the city administrator to provide a service by the city attorney to look at any clause that West Bay wants to add that say they're not going to frack. We want to make sure that this is ironclad.
This company's been around for quite a while, and they claim not to be involved in fracking at all. But you would still like to have fracking taken off the table as a future option for anybody who drills in Mason?
That's correct. And I think if the citizens of Mason want the city to take a greater interest in this proposed West Bay drilling project, they should telephone the city administrator, Marty Colburn. He's at 676-5134. Ask Administrator Colburn to place this matter on the agenda of the next Mason City Council meeting. Let it be addressed fully and in the public eye.
Any fears on your part involving fracking, Representative Cochran?
Well, you know, last session, Mark, there was a group of legislators, Democratic legislators, that pulled together a package of 8 bills that addressed concerns of fracking in Michigan. We didn't call for a total ban or a moratorium. My particular bill, in 2011, there had been an incident in Kalkaska County where they had utilized flowback, which are contaminated waters from fracking, for dust suppression. And the DEQ stepped in and said, you will not do this. It's a rule now at the DEQ that they're not allowed to utilize these contaminated waters. My bill would codify that. We weren't able to get a hearing with this package of 8 bills, and so we've not reintroduced them at this time. We're considering that. So, yes, I do have concerns, absolutely.
We're also led to believe, though, that the geology of the area around Mason is such that fracking may never take place because of the geology that exists under the city of Mason. Do you know anything about that, Jack?
Mark, I'm not a geologist, and I don't wish to comment on that area where I'm not an expert. But I would say that let us be 100% sure, and let's make sure that the city attorney protects the citizens by making sure that any proposed lease agreement prohibits this now and forever.
What do you make of the fact that 20-some people or so have already signed agreements? Does that concern you?
Well, Mark, 20 people apparently had signed by the time our neighbor came over to see us for the very first time about the matter. And by the time the West Bay Company came to approach me directly, they had 21 people signed. Mm. As I understand it, they're looking at 200 sites in the Mason area. And according to the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, they have to have a majority of people signing the lease agreement before the project can proceed.
That's 100 or more?
That's 100 or more.
Okay. We've got another comment from Patrick Gibson from West Bay. He said previously that the company is not going to do any fracking in the Mason area, but we wondered about the safety of drinking water and whether or not there's a possibility the drilling could disrupt that supply. Here's what he had to say.
There's nobody more concerned with contamination of drinking water than we are. That's the state of Michigan rules regarding how we construct the well, the casing program that we use to construct the well, are the most stringent requirements in the nation. The state implemented those requirements in 1982 or 83, and there's not been a single case of drinking water contamination since then.
Tom Cochran, any response to that?
Well, I would have to take him at his word. I don't know that for a fact. Obviously, we have some concerns. We do have another package of bills we've introduced with some pipeline safety. It's obviously not the same question. It's not drilling. They were trying to get some coverage and a hearing on our package of bills on pipeline safety. Obviously, in the Battle Creek area, we had an incident where the largest spill of oil in the domestic within the state, United States, that occurred here in Michigan. Hmm. So we definitely have concerns.
Well, this company has a history. I'm thinking it might be worth looking into the details of this history. You have another meeting coming up, Jack Carmichael. Tell us about that.
Well, the meeting that is coming up is sponsored by Tom Cochran. It's going to be called a town forum, and I think Tom is best equipped to speak to that. But I would like to make one more comment before I sign off.
Very quickly, please.
May I be the first to propose that West Bay Exploration aggressively pursue renewable energy projects to preserve our Michigan natural resources for future generation.
Are they involved in renewable energy at all? Do we
know
that?
I don't know, but I'd like to see them reincorporated as the West Bay Exploration and Renewable Energy Company.
Very good. We want to thank our guests. Jack Carmichael is a resident of Mason. Tom Cochran is a state representative from Mason representing the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.